Hi, I'm Gabby. And you will not believe what happened the day I broke my toe at the beach. It hurt, like a lot. I was sprinting to catch my family and bam, I smashed into a rock. My toe puffed up like a balloon. I couldn't even jam my sandal back on. Dad yelled, "Quickly, put your foot up." So I flopped into the hammock, wishing I could play again soon. And then a bee came out of nowhere. First it pinched one of my eyelids, then the other one, then my lip. Ouch! I swatted at it, and suddenly I was holding this little stick, web strands stretched across it. I blinked at it, and before I could even think, zoom! The bee came back and stung me right on my puffy foot. Why there? Why the exact spot I already hurt? I couldn't believe it. Later, Mum told me some people actually use bee stings as medicine for swelling. Medicine? From a bee? So I wondered, was that bee trying to doctor me? But it made me stop. It made me think. And it made my uncle and me start a research project all about bees. And wow, did I find out some amazing stuff! There are so many bees. Over 20,000 kinds in the world. 4,000 right here in the U.S. My favorite fact, the rusty-patched bumblebee, once buzzing in 28 states, is now down to about half. That's sad, but here's the cool part. Mason bees. They're total belly floppers. When they crash into flowers, pollen goes everywhere. A honeybee might need 7 visits to finish pollinating. A mason bee? 1 visit. Just 1. Boom! And 400 mason bees can do the job of 40,000 honeybees. Talk about super bees! Now my family lets weeds like dandelions and goldenrod grow in our yard because they're food for native bees. We even built bee houses out of paper tubes and straws. And every time I see one of those tiny buzzing friends, I remember that day on the beach. It changed everything. My whole family got curious. That's when Mum found Wendy Walker's website. It's full of fun activities, tips about mason bees, and even a whole podcast with a beekeeper. I thought it was the best thing ever. Sometimes the smallest things carry the biggest lessons.